Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. We're getting right to Becky and Captain Jim. This quick text from Texter 784. It's a pretty interesting text. Everyone wants Trevor so they can win a national championship. If Trevor was the quarterback at Texas A&M, there would be no hope for a national championship because they wouldn't have won that game without Kelly Bryant. That's a very interesting point and one I tend to agree with. I think that game was vital in that regard. I said before the year, I thought Clemson could still lose a game even with the schedule, but I thought the one they couldn't lose was A&M, because then you get into this comparative deal about Clemson versus the SEC, and that would be used against you later. And it still may. I mean, if A&M doesn't play great and other schools in the SEC beat A&M by a greater margin, there may still be people who try and use that club against Clemson. If so, then you're going to regret not being able to put your foot on their throat when you had a chance to. So, hey, listen, that's the football world we live in. It's a beauty contest. Let me get to Becky and Captain Jim. Becky, how are you?
Doing well, Walt. Thanks so much for a great, great show. Yesterday was terrific.
Thank you, Becky.
Want to confirm what the previous caller said. I'm old enough to remember when the men and women came home from Vietnam. It was disgraceful. But one other point about our current state with veterans. When Mr. Warren ran for governor, he addressed that in an interview with WSPA. Folks can go look at it on YouTube. And he talked about the lack of community when they return, the lack of an opportunity for jobs. He talked about how South Carolina characterizes a lot of state jobs, that you can't drive a truck, but you were driving a tank for the Army.
Yeah.
He had some great ideas. And that was one reason I thought he'd make a good governor. But thank you so much for your show.
Thank you, Becky.
And I hope y'all have a good afternoon.
Thank you, Becky. Great points. Appreciate you bringing it up. Let me get to Captain Jim. Captain Jim.
Hey, Walt.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Thank you for letting me in.
Thank you for getting in.
I'm doing pretty well. I really enjoyed your show. Yes, well, enjoy is not the right word, I guess, but I'm really sorry you did that. I'm not sorry.
I know what you mean.
I'm not sorry you did that. I'm very glad that you did that, because it's something that was needed, and to devote a whole hour to that is really very commendable.
Thank you, Jim.
I'm a Vietnam era veteran, and I'm going to celebrate my 80th birthday on Sunday.
Well, happy birthday, Jim, and heartfelt thanks for your service to our country.
I think I might be your oldest fan. I'm not sure, but maybe not. I got one other thing that's important. Well, two other things that's important for me to say, and that is that I agree with you all the way about you using Kelly Bryant as our primary quarterback, and I wanted to compliment one of your sponsors, Roto-Rooter. We had a very serious leak in our attic, and we had four people to come out here to try to find out where it was. None of them could find it until finally we called Roto-Rooter. Roto-Rooter found it right away, and now we can get it fixed. Now, Steely will not be falling in on me anymore.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Listen, that was not a joke.
No, I know.
That was not a joke.
No, I know.
We had 40 pounds of ceiling that fell down in my bathroom.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
Because of a leak. and the leak was caused by condensation on our air conditioning ducts, and not caused by a pipe.
Really?
And it was Roto-Rooter. It was Roto-Rooter that found that out. So I just wanted to let you know that if you got problems, then Roto-Rooter can find it.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you for your service, and thank you for sharing that story as well. I appreciate it very much.
All right. Go Tigers.
You know, look, that's what we're talking about with Roto-Rooter. Same family's run the franchise in the upstate for over 30 years. You know, they're always there for you. I mean, Jim said he called, what did he say, four others?
I think so, yeah.
Or were they the fourth one? Either way, Either way, he had had nothing but fails, and his roof was caving in on him. He had 40 pounds of stuff fall on him in his tub. And then he called Roto-Rooter. And Roto-Rooter found it right away and fixed it, and now he's good to go. Found out what the problem was. All these other services couldn't find it, he said. That's Roto-Rooter. 24/7, 365. They'll be there to answer your calls. You know, you want to speak. When you have a problem like that, you want to speak to a real human being. It's 11 o'clock at night. You don't care. You want to speak to a human being who's going to direct some help on the way to you. That's Roto-Rooter. Call them. Tell them we sent you. 288-7686, 288-7686. Online at rotorooter.com. You will thank me later. And include that, John, for the good folks at Roto-Rooter, because they love hearing those kind of things. Lots to get to. You want to join the conversation, 654-7627. John in Greenville, I'll get to you momentarily. So, John, it was my fault at the top of the hour, host error, which we don't say very often, but we sort of bumped into the top of the hour. Well, mm-hmm. You know, it was I'd asked you a question right at the top of the hour, and it was, who did you vote for, John, in my poll? The question again was, who has the better coach, Florida, South Carolina, or Florida?
I think Will Muschamp has done a phenomenal job at South Carolina, being what he was given when he took the job. Steve Spurrier did not do him any favors. But I'm going to use that same logic to say Dan Mullen, not because of what he's got at Florida. He set up, okay, fine, you know, fine down there. They've got some pieces. But everyone forgets how bad Mississippi State was under Sylvester Croom before he got there. And they had never done a whole lot of anything, and he took them to a bowl game almost every year. And that, to me, is a remarkable job, what he did out there in Starkville, especially early on.
Well, Jackie Sherrill won there. It's, you know, you can question how he won there and whether, you know, he was good for the livestock since he was, you know, cutting testicles off live bulls and things. But you don't know that story.
Yeah. No, I do not. Yeah. That was my time.
That was one of his motivational ploys.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Well,
didn't help the bull any.
I don't think it would.
Didn't motivate the bull any.
Didn't get the cowbells going, yeah, I guess, out there.
Didn't
I don't
motivate
know.
The bull any. But in any case, so you voted Mullen.
I did.
Well, I haven't voted. Apparently, I'm not even. You can't even vote in your own poll. I wasn't aware of that. But because I tried to vote, and the poll again is 654 votes now cast. Actually, I may need to update that. But regardless, Florida with 58% of the vote, and South Carolina with 42% of the vote. And had I cast a vote, I would have voted for Will Muschamp and South Carolina. I think that if you ask me, if I can start a program and I can have one of those two guys right now, I'm taking Muschamp. Sorry. Look, part of this is my, excuse me, my lack of faith in Dan Mullen. I'm not a Dan Mullen believer. I'm just not. I don't like the guy. I don't like what he did with Jeffrey Simmons. I don't like he and his AD Strickland. I don't like either one of those characters. I think they're both bad characters. But I also think they're vastly overrated football coaches. I don't know where this notion of Dan Mullen as genius comes from. And really, he's linked to Urban Meyer in a lot of different ways, except the winning. I mean, Dan Mullen's record against ranked teams is worse than Mark Richt's record. I mean, Dan Mullen, I think I saw a number of 2-17. You know, so who is he and what is he? Dan Mullen, you know, people talk about these games he won, how he turned the pro. He has some inexplicable losses at Mississippi State. I mean, some inexplicable losses. Now, he's had moments. You know, Mississippi State several years ago was number one for like a half the year. They were at the top of the polls. And then of course, they lost by 120 to Paul Johnson and Georgia Tech in the Orange Bowl. And Georgia Tech had, I think, 1,700 yards in that game. Something like that. You know, I mean, it was just a total evisceration. I don't get the Dan Mullen thing. I don't get it. And the last time I checked, Kentucky had lost 31 straight times to Florida until Dan Mullen got there. I mean, even Will Muschamp at Florida beat Kentucky. Jim McElwain at Florida beat Kentucky. You know which Florida coach didn't beat Kentucky? Dan Mullen. I'm sorry. If I'm starting a program, I think there are positive signs with Muschamp. You can hate him all you want. I get the rivalry thing. That, I'm not coming at it from that perspective. I'm coming at it from a perspective, I think he inherited junk from Steve Spurrier. I think he inherited just absolutely nothing. And I think he's already made vast improvements in the program and the quality of the recruiting, etc. Whereas I'm not sure what improvements Dan Mullen has made. Has recruiting at Florida picked up? Will it pick up now that they've lost to Kentucky? Or will that help Kentucky's recruiting pick up? You know, in a way, for me, it was a little bit of like a trick question. I expected people to take Dan Mullen to pick Florida. But not me. Look, I wouldn't have chosen Dan Mullen as the head coach of Florida. He's theirs now. Good luck. Good luck. Because I don't see Dan Mullen changing Florida. Maybe a little bit. Maybe he'll be a little bit better than Muschamp 1.0. And by the way, because Muschamp 1.0 failed, doesn't mean Muschamp 2.0 fails. Doesn't. Muschamp 2.0 has grown up a lot since 1.0. That's evident. It's absolutely patently obvious. Bill Belichick sucked at Cleveland. Bill Belichick got fired. I'm not saying Muschamp is Bill Belichick. I'm pointing out that guys can get better. They can learn from their mistakes. They can still have a lot of positive attributes. I see more positive attributes in Will Muschamp right now than I see in Dan Mullen. There's like a seediness to Dan Mullen. And I can't get over the Jeffrey Simmons thing. I can't get it out of my mind. I can't get out of my mind watching that guy. You know what? I can't even get out of my mind when I watch him play. And when I hear people talk on a broadcast about how good he is and how dominant he is at 300 pounds. And every time I hear it, it's true, by the way. But every time I hear it, I see him on top of that woman, pounding that woman on the ground, beating her brains in. I can't get past it. And I can't get past the utterly asinine things that Dan Mullen and A.D. Strickland said in the defense of that situation. And I think it speaks on some level to who you are and what you are and your character. I just do. It's intolerable. It's unacceptable. And if you're okay with that, then you're a lousy human being. And if you're okay with that, then I don't want you in charge of 85, 18 to 22-year-olds. And you can say whatever you want about Muschamp, but there's none of that. There's none of that. So I'll take Muschamp, thank you. I'll take Muschamp over Dan Mullen all day. I'll take him over Dan Mullen all day. I don't see anything positive about Dan Mullen. He was, you know, if people want to say, well, you know, Urban Meyer was running a renegade program at Florida, well, he was there. Mullen was there. When the thing at Ohio State happened, Mullen was defending him. Go listen to what Mullen said about Jeffrey Simmons. The absurd things he said about Jeffrey Simmons. And yeah, you could say, well, none of that, though, really has to do with his coaching acumen. No. Go look at his record. He's lost to some absurdly bad opponents. Even in the years he was supposed to be best. I know he's supposed to be a quarterback guru, but Nick Fitzgerald, his prime student, completed 54% of his throws. Felipe Franks looked great against Kentucky. Again, no Florida coach had lost to Kentucky. You know, it's funny. A Florida guy wrote me on Kevin on Twitter last night. He was having this conversation with me, and he said, you know, well, you know, hey, we hired two losers the last two times. And I just wrote him back, and I said, no, three. because I'm already anticipating your next one. And I'll tell you, I'm not sure Dan Mullen's going to do anything to change the course of history in the SEC East. This is Georgia's realm, and I think it's going to stay Georgia's realm, and I have no idea what Florida is or what they're going to become under Dan Mullen, but I'm not overly optimistic about it. And look, let's be honest, in terms of who's at the better historical program, obviously Mullen is, but in terms of positive attributes and direction of program and feel of the program, I'm sorry, I'll take Muschamp. I'll take Muschamp over Dan Mullen. And I expected the vote to turn out as it did. Look, I know they lost it. I know they lost to Georgia. Here's the newsflash. Georgia's better than them. And they're going to lose to Clemson, too, because Clemson's better than them. And I don't know whether Mullen will ever get – I don't know whether Muschamp will ever get South Carolina's program to that level. You know what? There are only four or five programs in the country on that level. Maybe they're not going to get to that level ever. That doesn't mean he can't be a good football coach, that he can't be good for South Carolina, that he can't get them to quality bowl games, that he can't compete in the SECs. It doesn't mean any of that. Quick break. John in Greenville, you'll be up first as soon as we get back.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920. Each week, you have a chance as a Roar listener to help choose the high school game of the week in the Friar-Dixon All-State Poll. Go to WCCPFM.com and vote for the matchup you want us to carry. Brought to you by Clemson alum Friar-Dixon, All-State agent in Clemson. Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Westminster Vision is now opening a third location on Highway 28 in Pendleton next to State Farm Insurance. This new office will offer even more state-of-the-art medical eye care along with the professional one-on-one eyeglass service we are so proud of. There's a large selection of frames as well as all types of contact lenses, including specialty and custom designs. We'd like to thank our patients and customers who have made this possible. Come by and see us or call 654-4141 for an appointment.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
He's going to punch you at 110%.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Yeah, I thought it was an interesting poll, and it wasn't a landslide. It was, again, 58-42 from a percentage standpoint, I think is where it's at. And, you know, and Jeff just answered Thirsty Mangus back about it, saying that Mullen had a winning record in 7 of his 9 years at Mississippi State. After the program had losing records 7 of 8 from 2001 to 2008, Mississippi State is the 7th best job in the West. No, I don't agree with that, first of all. I think Arkansas is the worst job in the West. I think Arkansas has always been sort of the bastard stepchild of that league and never been fully included at the big boys table. Mississippi State also has a history of winning. They won a lot of football games under Jackie Sherrill. I think that Dan Mullen did is he won OOC games against crappy teams and beat teams that were on their level. He didn't beat anybody else. I mean, he couldn't beat a ranked team to save his life. He had 9 years to try, and I think he finally realized that, you know, that wasn't going to happen. That he wasn't capable of beating a ranked team. He couldn't climb the ladder at all, ever, in his time at Mississippi State. And, he has some inexplicable losses on his resume there as well. Whereas I think if Muschamp stays at South Carolina for 9 years, I have no doubt that he'll fare better against ranked teams than Dan Mullen did. I think he's just beginning to elevate the level of the South Carolina program. And I think it's pretty obvious. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that that program is headed in the right direction. Whereas Mississippi State under Mullen appeared to have plateaued. And I don't think they were going anywhere. Now, we'll find out what happens at Florida over a given period of time. Not off to a good start, though. Look, it's one thing for South Carolina to lose to Georgia. It's another thing for Florida to lose to a school they had beaten 31 consecutive times.
Hey, first time I've ever seen it.
Yeah. you being 30 years old.
Yep. Yeah. I saw something on Saturday that I had never seen before.
That's pretty funny. John, how are you?
Well, pretty well. Where's Ramona today?
Hey, John. Ramona has an air conditioning issue that's being tended to.
Oh, okay. She had to do that. Hey, I'm just calling in. I had a. By the way, I agree with you. I think the guy down at South Carolina doing. You know, I thought they'd win maybe 4 or 5 games last year, and they won 9 games, including beat Michigan in the bowl game. I thought he really did a great job down there last year.
I think that's right. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong. You know, look, we live in a rivalry state, obviously, and sides are pretty much drawn. But, you know, we also live in a real world, and I don't think there's anything wrong with talking about, you know, somebody on the other side who's doing something right. You know, I always thought it was sort of silly that, you know, that one side or the other would try and criticize the other's greatest players. I mean, I heard South Carolina fans try and diminish Deshaun Watson and try and diminish certain great Clemson players. And I heard Clemson fans try and diminish Jadeveon Clowney. And, I mean, that's just silly. These guys are all great players. And if you're honest, then you say so. I mean, Clemson's at a different level and may stay at a different level because Clemson's not getting weaker at any point that I can see. I mean, I think Clemson's going to be a playoff contender, you know, as long as Dabo Swinney's here, which may be, you know, 20 years. I mean, but I do think that clearly the South Carolina program, it has improved and is improving under Will Muschamp.
Yeah, Yeah, I think so. Hey, Walt.
Yeah.
I was going to, if you got a minute of interest, I'm going to tell you about a little experience I had back when I was in, I was in back during the Korean War on a World War II vintage Navy destroyer. We got caught in the middle of a hurricane, Hurricane Havel. We were coming out the northeast. And, man, I was standing watch on the bridge of that ship. We got caught in that doggone thing. We came into it, and you're talking about something else. Oh, the destroyer's not a real big ship. It's all kind of long and narrow.
Now, where were you? Where were you?
We were coming out the North Atlantic.
Okay.
This was 1954. I was in the Navy back in the early 50s, during the Korean War. And we were coming out the North Atlantic, up around Iceland, back over towards that area. And anyway, we were heading down to Guantanamo Bay. And all of a sudden, I guess they didn't have the satellites and stuff back then. We ran into that hurricane, and it was coming, but we weren't sure where it was. And we got caught, not exactly in the middle, but pretty close. And I was standing watch on the bridge up there where the port started watch, where you watch where the ships, and where the ships were. And that thing, well, I'll tell you what, we hit that thing, and it would go up on top of a wave, and the screws would come out the water and just spin and shake the whole ship. Then I was standing watching, and then the bow of that ship would then knife go straight down, and you'd look up, and you'd see a mountain of water, and you're going right into the bottom of it. And we'd go almost 90% underwater, and then that doggone thing would come back up again on top of another wave. And then we went on in that doggone thing, and I'm telling you what's the truth. I was so happy when it started leveling out a little bit.
I bet.
And I tell you, I tell you what it was. We burnt, they have shafts going back to the screws back from the engine room. And those shafts have bearings that clamp to hold them down in place. And we burnt the bearings out in those things, too. We were getting in dire straits before we got out of that doggone thing. And, man, I'm telling you what, we couldn't do it. We limped on back into Norfolk, I think, and put in there to get repairs. But we couldn't do it. We're about 10, 11 knots, which is about 12, 13 miles an hour back in there. And that thing, but anyway, I'll never forget that. They were talking about the story. I tell you, I was down in Charleston when Hugo came through. I was down on that Thursday afternoon before it came through the next morning. And I did a little jolly. I came back and I was going to get a beer before I left. I went in there sitting at the bar and I looked up and had a little TV up there that showed Charleston, showed that hurricane with a bunch of dots coming toward Charleston. And then I had flashbacks, man. I said, I'm getting out of here. That beer got out.
Well, John, I'm glad you finally dried off.
Yeah, man, I did.
Thank you, John.
Off and out.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it as always. By the way, in that category of oldest listener, John is 85, and John can do 85 push-ups. And
is it the same John from Twin Peaks?
It is. Yeah,
that man was incredible.
Yeah, John. John used to be a boxer in his younger days. I saw a text that said, "One thing you're contradicting yourself about is the fact that Jimbo Fisher is still responsible for the mess at FSU. How come Mullen is responsible for the loss to Kentucky and not McElwain?" No, McElwain's more responsible for that loss, and I've said that previously. But no, it's fair to point that out. Look, I'm not blaming the loss to Kentucky solely on Dan Mullen. I'm not. I think that look, if you follow me on Twitter, I wrote last week that I thought the five worst major college offensive lines in America were like Florida State, UCLA, Miami, Florida, even pointing out that Martez Ivey is not as good as people think he is. So there's that. I mean, but Mullen is supposed to be a quarterback whisperer and was allegedly going to make Felipe Franks better overnight. And it's still Kentucky. It's a school that Florida has beaten by their birthright, even with allegedly lesser and or eventual failed coaches. They've all managed to beat Kentucky. I mean, I think that's the distinction. 31 straight times. So, but no, it's a fair point. Fair point, Texas 901. Paul in Ennery. Paul, how are you?
All right. Well, before I get on to the Braves, I want to put my 2 cents in this. Let's be fair about this. If Muschamp was in the West, you think he would be doing any better than what Mullen did at Mississippi State? And how many rain
teams did Muschamp do? I think Mullen's only been at South Carolina a couple of years. I think you'd have to wait and determine what he does long term. I'm more optimistic about his ability to build and sustain a program than I am about Dan Mullen's. And I also, as I indicated, I have no respect for Dan Mullen as a man.
I don't blame you there. I understand that. Yeah, I can understand that. Plus, you know, Muschamp really didn't do too good at Florida with all those 4 and 5s.
Well, again, I want to point out that I don't think failing at something early in your career is a bad thing. I think sometimes guys grow and learn from it. I pointed out Bill Belichick. Muschamp was not a good coach at Florida. He had defensive acumen, but he didn't understand the relationship between offense and defense fully. He didn't understand that he needed one, that he needed offense to succeed. He viewed it as almost a hindrance, a detriment. But I think he's clearly grown up. I think there are signs he has grown up from that point in time, and I think he's become a better coach. I mean, look, I think Lane Kiffin is going to be a much better coach the next time some major school gives him a job. So
yeah, I believe that too. I'm 100% that. You know, if Dabo ever left or whatever, I'd take him in a heartbeat.
Yep.
Plus, he's got a good wife, a beautiful wife to look at, too.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, what about the Braves, man? What, 5.5 up?
6.5, I believe. I believe they picked up.
Did they lose that second game last night? I'm not sure. I didn't even check today.
The Phillies?
Yeah, they lost both.
I believe it's 6.5 now. And so, the division's basically been salted away. I mean, the Phillies and Braves still have 7 games left, but at this point, the Phillies would have to sweep the 7 games. And off the top of my head, I believe 4 of the 7 are in Atlanta. And the Phillies are playing terrible baseball, so their bullpen has let them down time and time again, a little like Atlanta's. But Atlanta has turned things back around a little here. That Arizona series was big for Atlanta to sort of flip things back.
Yeah, it was huge.
Yep, so
they play good on the road, though, and they have trouble at home. That's what kind of concerns me a little bit, you know. But it's about time to start counting the magic number, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I don't think anyone's catching the Braves. I don't think the Phillies are going to the playoffs. I think the Braves are going to win the East, and I think your wild card teams are going to be either Colorado or Los Angeles or perhaps St. Louis, Milwaukee. I think those will be that's the group of teams that will comprise the 2 wild card slots.
Hey, I thought it was about 2 or 3 years away, but just to make the playoffs,
I thought so too.
You've done a wonderful job.
Oh, I agree. Okay. No, look, it's been the Braves are the Braves are playing with house money. Good job, Paul. The Braves are playing with house money. They're way ahead of schedule right now. I don't think that anybody really expected the Braves to win a division this year. I know I didn't. Of all the things in Major League Baseball that I predicted or projected, that was the one I was most off about. I basically had the rest of Major League Baseball right. The only thing I had really was off on was the NL East, and I think everybody picked Washington, so I wasn't alone in that regard. But I did not envision the Braves as a playoff team this year. I thought you were talking about 2 or 3 years. So fundamentally, to me, the Braves are playing with house money, and they're ahead of schedule. So whatever they do from here on in is gravy. I wouldn't expect too much. I mean, I don't think this team's going to the World Series. I don't think they're ready for that. But you know what? They don't have to. What all you want to do is to be able to dip your toes in the playoff water, to be able to get in there again, experience what it's like, and to learn a little bit about yourselves and that environment for the future moving forward. And I think, the Braves' future obviously is very bright again. So there are a whole lot of positives out of Atlanta right now, whole lot of positives. And we'll see moving forward, you know, what they do. The lines are pretty jammed. We'll get to you as soon as we get back. Let me tell you about my friends at Hims. You know, here's the thing. Performance issues affect many, many males, even as young as the age of 30. Testosterone levels decline by your late 20s. And what we do as males is we turn to like crazy stuff. We go up on the internet and we buy things off of, I don't know, Amazon at 2 a.m. And when you have no idea what you're buying, or I think Lamar Odom bought some of that stuff, almost killed himself. You know, I mean, that's what we do. And look, I get it. You think that there's an embarrassment element with this. There's a time element. Everyone's always busy. You know, there are all these things that come into play. Well, listen, I have your answer, and your answer is Hims. Listen, Hims is going to connect you with real doctors, medical grade solutions to treat it performance issues. One of the things people need to know is that the well-known popular brands have all come off patent. So now they're all available in a generic, much more affordable form. No snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. Prescription solutions that are all backed by science. No waiting room, no awkward doctor visits, no lines. You can save hours. You just go to 4hims.com. It can't be any easier. You answer a few questions. You chat with a doctor for a confidential review, and your products are shipped discreetly to your door. Look, try Hims for a month today for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See the website for full details. This will cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/roadrage5. That's the number 5. That's 4hims.com/roadrage5, capital letters with a number 5, for hims.com/roadrage5. Do it today. You'll thank me later. All right, quick break. When we come back, it is Robert, Justin, Toby, as soon as we return.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark this Thursday night for the Tri-Kennedy High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is Powdersville at Walhalla. Pregame begins at 7 o'clock right here on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, Clemson fans. 2018 Clemson women's basketball season ticket packages are now on sale. Join new head coach Amanda Butler in her first year at the helm. Tickets are only $60, or add them on to your men's basketball season tickets for just $20. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON. And we'll see you in Little John Coliseum.
If you love hunting and fishing, you'll be loving every day rolling on a set of the new Yokohama Geolander MTG-003. From the Pendleton Tire Company. Its aggressive sidewall has the look you want and the tread designed to get you to the woods and back out. So give Zach or Joey a call today and get rolling on the Yokohama Geolander MTG-003 today. Call them at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback their move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca have that championship connection. Carol Tyler, class of 84, and Herb Tyler, class of 82, are rooted in the Clemson culture and deliver only what you've come to expect. Championship-style food and number one customer service. It's always their pleasure to serve you. Visit Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca and get that championship feeling. Or go online at ilovechickfilet.com and order the tailgate trays that make every game day a championship day.
Fresh off a big win against Texas A&M, we'll take an in-depth look at the Tigers' next opponent, Georgia Southern. Road Rage will be live at George Coleman Ford Friday from 3 to 7 with free Papa John's pizza. Join us and see the great deals at George Coleman Ford.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Are we ready for the game?
Yeah.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Tip to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Craig just sent me a very funny little one-liner.
Is it safe for the air?
I'm not sure. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to think about it for a minute or two.
It's Craig, it might yeah, you know, warrant some thinking.
I'm going to ponder on that for a moment or two. Let me go back to the Northland Communication phone lines. John, if I have anything else, put it in my box, all right? Let's get to Robert. Robert, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, Robert. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah. I've been listening to you probably for 10 or 15 years now, and I don't know, for about 8 or 9 years, I thought, man, this dude hates Bulldogs. But I realized you understood what Mark Richt was.
Yeah,
and
I never...
And I couldn't realize...
Yeah, I appreciate that, Robert. I never hated Georgia. I just thought Georgia should be better than they were.
Well, we are now.
Yeah, you are now. You are now is right. And I don't see you going anywhere. I mean, I think as long as this is a four-team playoff, Georgia is going to be one of the five or six teams that's in contention for one of those spots every single year under Kirby Smart.
Well, one thing I've noticed, I believe our offensive line does not get the recognition it deserves. That's the key to this whole team to me, is he's recruited the best lineman he can find. And I think our freshmen are almost as good as our starters. They're just haven't learned the system yet.
Yeah,
they're
look,
just
you-
waiting.
Yeah, you saw guys like Cade Mays contribute right away and look great last week. And look, it was an area of emphasis. You know, Robert, look, you remember this. Through the Mark Richt years, tell me how many times you heard this. Every single year I would hear about how great Georgia's offensive line was. Phil Steele would say they're the best offensive line in the country. Yahoo said the best offensive line in the country. And then you come out and block nobody. And then halfway through the year, these Georgia websites would be writing articles about how terrible the offensive lines were. So every single year, there was seemingly an expectation that Georgia had the talent on the offensive line to be good. But when Kirby Smart, the first moment I realized that maybe Kirby Smart gets it was prior to last year, prior to the kickoff show, when I heard Kirby Smart come out and say, look, we need to get more physical on the offensive line, because that was one of my big issues with Mark Richt the whole time. And Smart not only said it, but he addressed it. And now Georgia has one of the best offensive lines in college football, and the personnel's already in the pipeline to make sure that stays that way, you know, from now into the future.
That's the key to a great running game, and even giving Fromm the time he needs.
Sure. When I evaluate teams at the start of the year, I say this all the time. The first thing I look at is really offensive line continuity and how good is your offensive line. That's why I knew Florida State was no good. I knew Miami was going to have problems because these teams don't have any offensive lines.
Right. Back to the other thing about Muschamp and Mullen down there. Muschamp's going to be a lot better. If you remember Kirby's first year, he wasn't that great at Georgia. You have to learn how to be a head coach. And Muschamp scares me more than any coach that we face in the East, really.
If he gets players
to the like he had with when they had Connor Shaw and Lattimore, that's when South Carolina would scare me, because them was great players at South Carolina.
Yep. Well done, Robert. I appreciate you hanging in there with me. And no, I don't hate Georgia. Thank you, Rob.
Oh, I know you don't.
I know.
You
I appreciate don't. It. Thank you, Robert. Yeah, I mean, I just knew that Georgia should be better than they were under Mark Richt. I knew it was a dead end. I knew you were never winning anything. I mean, look, the signs were all around. His record against ranked teams was an abomination. He couldn't beat ranked teams to save his life. He was a miserable game manager in the closing minutes of the game. I mean, he gave away the SEC championship game. When his senior quarterback knew how to win that game, Mark Richt didn't know how to win it. And then there were all these little signs, things that, you know, again, I go back to the Central Florida bowl game. This is not when Central Florida had no offense at this time. They were a pretty good defensive team. That's it. Georgia played them in a bowl game, which again is a problem because Georgia never should have been playing that level of a bowl game. But the first drive of the game, Georgia went right down the field, had a fourth down like 2 inches from the 3-yard line, and Mark Richt bought in the field goal team. In that moment, I knew everything I would ever need to know about who Mark Richt was and what he was. And oh, by the way, his team quit on him right there, and they lost that bowl game to Central Florida, like 10-3 or whatever it was. They never sniffed the end zone again, never got close to the end zone again, and basically his team quit on him because it was insanity for a coach on fourth and a couple inches against Central Florida in a bowl game not to go for it from the 3-yard line. And that's who he was. That's who he was. And so, you know, I knew Georgia could be better. And Georgia's better. I mean, Georgia's not only better. Let me tell you something. The hidden element that people do not see is the one that Robert just spoke about. The hidden element is, as bad as Florida's program has become, as bad as Florida State's and as suspect as Miami's is with the offensive line play, Georgia is becoming an offensive line powerhouse. Smart gets it. Even one of the areas that Clemson is still struggling in is offensive line, the interior offensive line not functioning. Georgia is functioning in that manner. Georgia, Kirby Smart is building a power-based offense with a power-based offensive line.
Oh, yeah.
In sort of the Alabama model, and if you don't see it coming, you're going to get trucked by it. That's what's happening. And you can see the pieces already in place. I see Georgia's offensive line being dominant for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the young talent's already in place, and you can see this is the area that – yeah, he's a defensive guy, but he's a defensive guy that wants a physically dominant offensive line. And if you can combine his acumen on defense with a physically dominant offensive line, Georgia's going to be trouble for everybody for a long time. I'm just telling you. Excuse me. Hold on, Toby. It's actually Justin who's next. Justin, how are you?
Doing great, Walt. Hope you are as well.
I am, Justin. Thank you for getting in, as always.
All right. Quick hurricane update for everyone. I just read they're not calling it Florence anymore. It's got to start with an F. They're going to call it Florida Gators. 0% chance of a touchdown anywhere. Problem solved.
0% chance of a touchdown anywhere.
Your own team is always the pun of your own joke. That's the part that sucks.
We knew, Justin, there was a chance that this Kentucky team might be the one to do you in. That line of 14 was insane.
And to your previous caller's point, I think any of the big three teams in Florida, Miami, Florida State, or Florida, would take Georgia's twos on offensive line over our current starters.
I agree with that.
Be drastic improvement.
Yeah, I agree with that. Even Ivy, who's supposed to be an all-league player, I mean, I've watched quite a bit of tape.
And this guy's supposed to have been a monster from the time he stepped on the campus. Right. I can probably name all the plays he's looked like a monster on one hand.
Yeah, what concerns me about him is, I mean, I think his lateral quickness, his ability to recover and keep balance, he doesn't look like a natural knee bender.
Since we're on the offensive line, here's a little tidbit for Clemson this weekend for Georgia Southern. You guys will be fine as long as none of your offensive linemen try to block each other.
That's true.
That was the 27-23 Georgia Southern loss. That was that game.
That's exactly right. I forgot about that. Yeah, there's a moment that'll live in infamy.
But the only play that could top Mark Sanchez in the butt fumble, lead it up to Florida.
That may be. So, Justin, are you at all optimistic? I mean, how are you feeling about Danny Mullen?
This is where I'm at. I told you before, I wanted Dan Mullen after Urban Meyer. I wanted Dan Mullen after Muschamp. I finally got Dan Mullen. I'm going to let it take its course. He even himself said in his defense that none of these quarterbacks were going to look like he wanted to this entire season. Okay. I will give him a free pass. This is your year. Figure it out. Mullen was the guy I wanted. I got him. I have no choice but to ride with him now. But 100% honest, being a Florida Gator fan, and I became a Florida fan in the mid-90s. Nobody in my family really watched football, and I just picked a team, and it happened to be Florida. So I kind of come in the glory days. Me and you had a conversation 3 years ago right after South Carolina hired Muschamp, and I was commending him for his recruiting. And you made the comment to me, well, it's Florida, the school recruits itself. Well, after a decade of nothing but being mediocre, the school doesn't even recruit itself anymore. We are not off to a good start recruiting. We're not putting a good product on the field. We lost, hands down, our best defender and shutdown corner for the season Saturday night in Marco Wilson. As a Florida fan right now, I honestly don't know what I want.
Yeah, well, you haven't had
problems.
Well, you haven't had offense since Urban Meyer. So there's one thing. I mean, you actually need offense. Yeah, you can take that back too.
We haven't had offense since Tebow. Urban Meyer's last year there with John Brantley and Trey Burton. Yeah. We were still dismal on offense.
Yeah, John Brantley in his 12-year-old arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's been a while, Justin. I mean, when you're located in the state of Florida and you have a tradition, it seems like you should be able to develop and land some offensive skill position players. It just seems like that shouldn't be a problem.
The wide receiver spot, I feel like we have some good guys on the team right now. I feel like Tyreek Cleveland is a guy that can stretch the field.
Yeah,
I like the Grimes kid from Ohio State.
Yeah.
Kadarius Toney, he's a human joystick. But you know,
Justin, here's your real problem. you've basically had two playmakers in like 6 years, Antonio Callaway and Will Grier. And they both, neither one of them could stay. Both of them got suspended multiple times, and neither one of them wound up playing for you.
I can't argue with it. I won't watch West Virginia football. It's too painful.
I mean, just being honest, man, it's been a rough decade. I
got
to run, Justin. I'm at the top of the hour. Toby and Chiefs chat on the other side. We'll be back.
From the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCC.